Hey, good morning, everybody. We're GFBS. We are Grand Forks' best source. It's time now for your morning update for this Monday, March 18th, brought to you by Churchill Shoes. Churchill Shoes is saying goodbye. After over 75 years of catering to all of our footwear needs, Chuck says it's time to retire, and that means unbelievable savings for you. From now until the store closes at the end of May, stop in for the most incredible sale ever at Churchill Shoes. Huge store-wide savings on both men's and women's shoes. Your feet will never be happier than when they're wearing Sash shoes. You'll love them. But hurry, when the store inventory is gone, it's gone for good. 75 years is a long time, and May isn't that far away. Stop and save now with the going out of business sale at Churchill Shoes in the Grand Cities Mall from now until the end of May. And Chuck says thank you to all of his great customers throughout the years. We'll miss you, Chuck. Stop into Churchill Shoes in the Grand Cities Mall. Well, our weather turning mostly cloudy, and the wind is going to pick up again after a very windy weekend. Our high today right around 44 degrees. Well, a court appearance is scheduled this afternoon for a 17-year-old accused of stabbing a 24-year-old man in South Grand Forks. Kazmir Haskins will appear in Northeast Central District Court on the Class AA felony murder, intentionally knowing or with extreme difference adult victim. Stabbing occurred at a parking lot of an apartment complex along the 1700 block of 36th Avenue South during the early morning hours of March 7th. The victim was identified as Anthony Economy. He was pronounced dead at the scene. The AA felony murder charge is punishable by up to life in prison without parole. Well, UND has launched a national search for a new VP for Health Affairs and Dean of the School of Medicine and Health Sciences. Dr. Art Malloy, Vice President for Student Affairs, and Dr. Merity Shogren, Dean of the College of Nursing and Professional Disciplines, will co-chair the 21-member search committee. Semifinalist interviews are tentatively set for mid-August. Dr. Joshua Wynn is stepping down but will remain on the UND faculty at a reduced full-time equivalent level. The Grand Forks Youth Hockey Association has added a new position to recruit and retain girl players to the game and will provide current players with expanded opportunities for development. Margot Miller has been hired as the first girls' growth and development director. Miller's been an assistant coach for the Grand Forks Knight Riders for the past 10 seasons. Well, All True Health System and All True Health Foundation are excited to announce All True Generosity and Action scholarship applications are now open. The purpose of these scholarships is to support young community leaders as they pursue their educational and altruistic goals. Applications for these $1,000 scholarships are open now through April 15th at alltrue.org/scholarships. An internal multidisciplinary committee of All True employees will determine selection of the awards. Let's take a little break. Let's hear from one of our sponsors, Executive Properties. Are you still putting off that project around the house that's been bugging you forever? Do you think you can wait until spring and call a contractor and have the work done ASAP? Well, good luck with that. Executive Properties has openings right now to get that project done. In fact, you can check out their Google reviews. Aaron says Chris and his team did a spectacular job on the damage to my aunt's garage and siding. Kept us up to date on the progress, and the finished product was amazing. Thank you for your professionalism and hard work. Hey, get that project done sooner than later. Call Executive Properties, 701-330-1273. Well, a second man has been charged in connection with the 2005 theft of a pair of ruby slippers that Judy Garland wore, the Wizard of Oz, according to an indictment made public yesterday. Jerry Hal Salerderman, 76, of Crystal, Minnesota, was charged with theft of a major artwork and witness tampering. He did not enter a plea when he made his first appearance Friday in U.S. District Court in St. Paul. The slippers, adorned with sequins and glass beads, were stolen from the Judy Garland Museum in the late actor's hometown of Grand Rapids, Minnesota, nearly 20 years ago, and their whereabouts remained a mystery until the FBI recovered them in 2018. Finally, in sports, top-seeded North Dakota left no doubt in its march to the NCHC Frozen Faceoff on Saturday night, exploding for 5 goals in the third period to defeat number 8 seed Miami 7-1 in front of a sellout crowd at the Ralph. With the victory, UND advances to the NCHC Frozen Faceoff next weekend at the XL Energy Center in St. Paul for the 4th straight season and 9th time in the 11th year history of the league. UND will play Omaha Friday. NHL, the Minnesota Wild lost to St. Louis 3-2 Saturday. They play the Ducks tomorrow night. NBA, Minnesota Timberwolves beat Utah 119-100 Saturday. They play Utah again tonight at 8. High school boys basketball. Congratulations to the Devil's Lake Firebirds, who won their first boys basketball state championship since 1925, beating Kindred 59-54. It's their first state title in 99 years. Major League Spring Training, Twins and Boston Red Sox today at noon. And that's your morning update, brought to you by EyeSight Drone Services. What can drones do for you or your company? EyeSight Drone Services, the first private drone company in North Dakota, provides information in the fields of agriculture, critical infrastructure, wildlife management, insurance, and emergency services so clients can unlock the value of efficiency of collecting data and imagery with unmanned aerial vehicles and are always looking for more ways to help business and people. 29 pilots, 17 commercial manned pilots, over 30,000 hours of combined flight experience. Construction, wind turbines, cell towers, oil fields. Unmanned aerial vehicles save time, money, and manpower. EyeSight Drone Services, the first private drone company in North Dakota. To find out more, call 701-740-9652 or email info at eyesightdrones.com. What can EyeSight Drone Services do for you? Hey, everybody. All right. Make sure to watch. What we're going to do is we're going to do a replay from our fourth anniversary on Friday. Actually, our show today canceled at the last minute. So we're going to replay that. Boy, we had a lot of fun. Thank you for everybody that came out. But Kit Brennan will be in at 1 o'clock with Common Sense Uncensored. Make sure you swing in or tune in and make sure to like, share, tag and follow us. Hey, the Grand Cities, they are grand. Grand Forks Best Source is giving them an identity again.